It all started, though it might be fuzzy now. It all started when your boss asked you to clear out a house on the edge of the commercial district. The old lady who lived there passed away recently, and her possessions were to be auctioned. So, you've brought the truck, and you have the key to the place. It's nice to be trusted solo, and they said that it would take as long as it takes. So maybe you'll be able to turn this into 2 trips, and stretch out your paid time securing the contents. The biggest stuff was taken by a moving company, but some of the goods are apparently of a delicate nature, and it's your job to secure them, take photos, and transport them to the warehouse without breaking anything. It's a 2-story house with a small yard. The front door has a big knocker in the middle. In fact, the front door looks rather more imposing than the rest of the place. A few windows, there's what looks like a decorative wishing well, and a small pond, now much overgrown with weeds and floating moss. There's a fallen tree blocking the way to the backyard, which you suspect is about the same size. You can get back there through the main house, it looks like. The key is cool in your hand. It's one of those big, fancy, do-not-duplicate ones. You notice bars in the front windows. And when you slide the long key into the lock and turn, you hear more than one set of bolts slamming back. The lady who lived here must have really cared about security. The door creaks loud when you push. It feels heavy, but the hinges slide smooth. You wonder what part of it is creaking. The front hall feels drafty, open. The click of a switch. Wow, big place. Where there would normally be a front room, maybe a living room, a kitchen, this place has been modified. This hall is open all the way to the roof, with a big double staircase that branches either way before curling up to a balcony inside at the 2nd level. A landing running around to at least 8 separate small rooms all around the upper floor. You see doors behind the stairs. One seems to go to a strange closet, and one to the backyard. There is a staircase running under the main one, perpendicular and clearly going down to the basement. The basement door is shut, but you have the keys to the inside doors, too. The light, from the switch you turned on, is coming from a chandelier-like light fixture high above you. But there are so many bulbs, and you notice that the windows in the roof, the skylight, are mostly opaque, but made to bounce light from the chandelier back in. So colored light falls in patterns across the walls and upper landings. Dazzling. Multicolored. You spend a minute just looking at it. The place smells a bit musty. You know the other work crew was here a week ago. No one at the office had wanted to take the job. They were all busy with other things. You decided to clear from the upstairs down. They said there's nothing in the attic, so you ignore the little hatch which is at the corner of the upper balcony. Instead, you turn down one of the side halls and open the 1st door. Flicking the main light switch seems to have turned on all the lights up here, too. There are fancy sconces in a variety of colors, so there are blue and red and green lights next to some of the doors, made to look like candles in glass containers. Clearly the lady was eccentric, fine, but the place is comfy. No spider webs, a bit of dust, but immaculately clean carpets. The upper landings have still more windows, and as you explore this place, you marvel at her use of space. You're getting increasingly excited for what kind of treasures you might find in here. The 1st room is a bedroom. The bed's gone, though, but you can see the dents in the carpet where it was. The empty closet, cleared even of clothes. The window in here is of colored glass, like the big ones in the main hall. It makes the room a little closed in, a little darker. Red and blue patches of light on the floor. No particular pattern on the windows, but they are very nice. There is one piece of furniture still in the room. A small and ornately carved nightstand. It has one drawer. You walk to it slowly, across a wooden floor, which you just know once held rugs and carpeting to make it warmer. This room seems like it could be more comfortable, warmer. You walk to the nightstand and pull open its drawer.
Oh, that's quite surprising.
Inside, on rolls of silk, are sex toys, stacked in a kind of layered arrangement. Cock rings, vibrators, nipple clamps, a paddle. The drawer is fully as deep as the large ornate stand, so when you pull it, it has quite a bit of room. You can see little strings that would allow you to pull one velvet and silk roll of toys out to reveal the layer beneath. It's a really neat arrangement, like someone's toolbox unfolding. But also, you're not going to be auctioning those off. The moving crew probably left the table because it was nicer and more ornate than the rest of the room. But maybe they left it so you'd open the drawer and see the contents. You get a laugh out of it, then close it up. Just what kind of person lived here? You'll bring a garbage bag, get rid of the toys, and take the table out to the moving van later. The next room is empty. And the last room in the hallway is special. There is another ornately carved wooden table. But this time, it is a work table entirely filling one wall. And on top of it are more sex toys. These ones are unique in that they seem to be custom made. There are things that you know would vibrate. Various remotes, butt plugs, and anal beads in carved boxes left open. It looks like maybe the lady who lived here made toys. There is also furniture. A stocks, like one might be put in for whipping or humiliation. A chair clearly made for someone to sit on someone else's face in comfort. More things are covered in white sheets, so you begin to pull these aside. You find a sophisticated vibrating pommel horse under one. And then the next. There are two more, but based on the shape of them, you just know these are going to be sex dolls. They're vaguely person-shaped. You know what? You don't think you even have to unveil this one. You just grab the sheet, intending to bundle the plastic thing up and throw it in the bin outside. No one wants a used sex toy, and you don't need to see some old lady's plastic-donged doll. So you... Ugh. This is heavy. Surprisingly heavy. It can't just be a plastic doll. You put it down, having managed to lift maybe an inch of it off the ground with difficulty, and sweep the sheet aside. What is beneath is indeed a doll. A humanoid figure. Really more of a mannequin. But surprisingly, it is feminine. You would have expected some blow-up or plastic masculine hunk with a toy cock. Instead, you find a figure made of glass? Firm and delicate, and somehow slick, as if it had lubricant all over it. But it doesn't. It must be so strange to play with this toy. Not that you're going to. You pull your fingers back quickly after touching the arm of the doll for a second. It's not quite glass. It's like someone took light and poured it over a humanoid frame, light in a faint yellow color. It's opaque, but it looks so thin that it ought to be transparent. Maybe it's been poured over a core like a normal doll, right? There are lips, but Otherwise, the head looks like a helmet. Or a robot's head. You can tell the lips are capable of parting. And between the legs, there is a slit. Visible. Puffy. Incredibly realistic. But other than those areas, obviously intended for interaction, the whole form of the doll is made of that slick, strange, liquid light. That glass that catches light and throws it back. It's gorgeous. Even if it is a little postmodern for a sex doll. You reach out your fingers for more than your initial cursory touch. Certainly, this is a sex toy. But it looks pristine, and it was wrapped up. Surely it's been cleaned. Anyway, you don't plan to touch the holes, of which there are those two visible. But you're sure there's a hole in the rear, too. You come to an immediate conclusion, looking at the patterns of light on the thing. This is a work of art. Usually you'd think no one would want a used sex toy, and this definitely is a sex toy. But the pure artistry of it means, if it got cleaned up, maybe someone would deal in it. Some kind of certificate of authenticity, or just a steep discount. Yes. You have to see the other one. But the act of reaching for the white sheet over the other just doesn't seem to fit into your head. You're staring at the way the light from the bulb overhead reflects off the cool, calming yellow of this one. This yellow doll, you feel happy looking at it. It is undeniably sexual. It has C-cup breasts with prominent nipples, all made of that light-like, glass-like material. Not aroused. This isn't about arousal. The calming shift of the patterns of light. It feels nice, just to look at it. And somehow you never quite get around to unwrapping the second one. You stay like that for some time. The material looks so interesting. You reach out and run one hand over it. Over its breasts, touching the curve of them. It is smooth and very slightly warm. It feels like a glass sex toy. Thick and sturdy and usable. But it is lubricated and somehow pliable. It isn't wet. It isn't sticky. When you pull your fingers away, they are clean and dry. But the entire human-sized doll, the mannequin, really, featureless other than the kissable full lips, pointy nipples, and a slightly parted vaginal opening below. You know if you dug your fingers into the smooth, cool, glass-like exterior of the breast, it would give and spring back. The mysterious material. It is just so interesting and calming, soothing. You watch the light get caught in that glassy surface. Yes, this would sell for a fortune. To see that glassy yellow mannequin is to desire it, to covet it. For the first time ever, you consider appropriating some goods and taking them home. Yes. You are already incredibly hot and hard. It's strange being turned on. But it began when you saw the collection of sex toys in the other room. And now, as you gaze at the form, it isn't that surprising. This is a completely nude, feminine body. Right down to the bumps you can see on the areola, the ring around the nipples of slightly raised skin. Its head is completely flat and featureless. like a helmet. No ears, no eyes, but the lips, which look plush and luscious, and you think you see the textured inside of its mouth. You wonder what it feels like inside. Well, if you're going to touch an orifice, you reach for its crotch slowly and touch the exterior. You see there is a small clitoris available, poking out of an expertly designed hood, obviously for decoration. Your fingers brush over it. The doll starts to fall over. You catch it, bracing one of your hands accidentally on purpose on the thing's breast, the pointed nipple brushing against your hand.
More. Please, more. Please. I need it so badly.
It isn't a voice. It's in your head. And your fingers are complying. You pinch the sex toy's clit. You hear a moan. Inside your head, outside, impossible to tell. But you try to pull your hands away. They won't budge. You just manage to tip the heavy yellow doll toward you. Even in the moment, you're falling slowly back toward the carpeted floor. In slow motion, you find the yellow light on its body to be calming, soothing. And then something white moves out of the corner of your eye. The other sheet. It falls away, revealing another doll. Identical, except it is this lurid red color. It catches you, scooping its arms under yours, and pushes its breasts, a bit bigger than the yellow ones, against your back. You cease falling, now scooped entirely into the arms of the red doll behind you, sandwiched between the two dolls, which are laying you slowly on the floor. Your hands are stuck to the yellow one, boob and pussy awkwardly splayed. You kick your legs, but the yellow one is pulling your pants off. The yellow one is pushing its face to your crotch, which slows down its progress removing your pants. But it just seems to be inhaling, sniffing, in fact. You don't see nostril holes. When your pants are out of the way, it grudgingly removes its face long enough to pull them down past your crotch, then pushes its face up against your underwear. You feel the creature's hot breath against your cock through your clothes. You are so hard. The red one can't take your shirt off, not with your hands stuck to the yellow one. So Red reaches out, grabs your arms, and you find you can let go of yellow. Finally, a hand free. Touch her. She is soft. She is gentle. Touch her. I want to watch you touch her. I want you to touch her for me. This voice is firmer, and it comes from the red one behind you. In the moment your hand was off of Yellow's pussy, your shirt got slipped off, and you're shocked at how efficiently the red one, a brilliant red, and your cock hardens when you picture it. The yellow isn't just yellow, and the red is not just red. You know instinctively that there is more information passing into your brain from observing these dolls than the mere color. The colors convey things. Even while the two are rubbing their pliable, slippery bodies all over you, the yellow one rubbing her blank face over your cock through your underwear, you are still feeling calm. The yellow one is the only one you can clearly see. The red one is behind you, whispering, snuggling, rubbing all over you, stripping you. The more bare you get, the more you're in contact with their intriguing material. Something about the yellow one, calming, peaceful, relaxing. All the tension in your body is just going away, which makes it very easy for yellow to slip your underwear off. Your hands are stuck to yellow on her breasts, massaging them. Is it in your head? Is it a real sound? Her lips aren't forming words, moans, anything, because now your underwear are down and your cock is sprung up hard and her lips are upon it. An incredible texture. The slipperiness of lubricant, but there is nothing sticky, nothing wet. It is just a property of the yellow, light-spun stuff the doll's soft lips are made of. They form around your cock, wrapping on the head. The red one grabs your arms, grabs you by the wrists. This brings some of her red skin into sight. Red, reflective. Her fingers grip your wrists, and a hot signal runs from your wrists down between your legs into your cock. Impossibly hard. So hard. Though unsticking your hands from the yellow doll was impossible, the red one seems able to pull your hands away. And then she slides you out of her lap, laying you down on the soft floor. Red's huge tits come into view, and one is pushing against your lips, covering your face. She has your hands held above your head, pinned to the ground, which leaves your entire body now at least exposed, with the clothes pulled out of the way. Yellow is grinding on your leg, her legs on either side of one of her own, and her mouth in your lap. There is definitely a tongue in that pliable orifice. The tongue is so long, though, because with your cock shoved into the doll's mouth, her tongue still goes out past the base and loops around your balls. Impossible. And it is wet, unlike the lube-like but dry skin of the dolls. Red is moving to one side, turning, but her breast is always hot and heavy on your face, obscuring sight. Less sight means more sensation. Yellow has released your cock. You take a few deep breaths, but you end up smelling a faint sweetness from the red one, and your vision is full of red light. The yellow one helped you relax. But exposure to that red color is pushing more arousal into your head. So fucking horny. Your hips buck upward. Your legs are pinned under yellow's weight, and red is still holding your hands. The two of them begin grinding and humping. Red has brought one of your hands up between her legs, where you feel just how hot her pussy is. She's moaning, grinding, dominantly asserting movement upon you. Yellow, who has abandoned your cock, is licking down past your balls. Down. Her tongue feels pliable, but more like her external material than a real tongue. Yellow's wet, lubricated, impossibly long tongue gently licks down past your balls. She is now touching your legs, all over, trying to expose as much of her skin to your body as she can. Yellow pushes her tongue against your rear entrance, lubricating with long, slow, hot licks. And Red pulls her breast off your face, so you see her lips upturned in a wicked grin. Yellow has flipped over and pulled your body up enough to scoot her head underneath so she can better begin to work her tongue into your ass. She has laid one of your legs over her body, between her legs, and is squeezing down on it with her thighs, humping, massaging her pussy against your lower leg while her tongue teases your ass, the one wet part of her lubricating you. Meanwhile, Red is climbing atop you, cowgirl. Her hands are still on your wrists, and when you try to squirm them, just experimentally, you find you are stuck. Even if you disengaged her fingers, you're stuck to whatever wonderful substance makes them up. You remember the captivation of staring at light reflected in yellow, how much it helped you calm down, how placid it made you feel. Red is quite the opposite. Though her counterpart abandoned orally serving your cock, you're still so hard. The more you see the red light, the more you're sure of your earlier conclusion. More than just color is passing into your brain when you observe these dolls, these creatures. The light reflected on their body carries some extra message. In the case of Yellow, this was calming, docility-inducing. But seeing Red makes you thrust. Your cock as hard as it has ever been, every vein standing out. The opposite effect. Filled with vigor instead of relaxation, you want to fuck. You want to feel them. Yellow has continued going to work, teasing your butt. You know she's going to milk you. You know it. When you think about the yellow one, you feel a kind of joy. A long loneliness satiated, a void fulfilled. The edge of a door opened, a possibility revealed. And the wet, hot feeling of her tongue is spreading. Your ass is sending jolts of pleasure that lead your cock to leak. Can't help it. Most of her body just feels like that slick, lubricated, pliable glass. But her tongue is wet, and it probes your ass, slipping inside easily. She seems ecstatic. You clench your ass. Not that it matters when something is so lubricated and flexible, but when you clench down tight on the hot, wet tongue, her whole body jolts and she begins humping your leg. She felt it. She's feeling it in her tongue, feeling sexual pleasure as she worships your ass and humps your leg and is just in contact with you. You didn't think her pussy was leaking any juices, but now there is a spreading, wet, lubricated heat. Except it is defying gravity, spreading. You've been trying to squirm, but now you relax and manage to tilt your head to look down your body, down to see yellow bouncing around, humping the underside of one of your legs, her face under your ass, her boobs visible between your legs as she faces upwards to push her tongue up into your ass, slowly, gently teasing. You realize it at the same moment you feel her tongue start to push your prostate. You realize that there is a spreading yellow material flowing from her pussy, connected to your leg. You try to squirm your leg, but that leg no longer obeys. Instead, when you send a signal to move that leg away from her snatch, which is rapidly assimilating your skin in the light-spun yellow material, you feel a great wave of relaxation. Thinking about that leg opened a door, and the message contained in the yellow light-spun creation is flowing back up to your brain. Soothing. Relaxing. This all happens in no time at all, as her tongue begins pushing your prostate in a perfect come-hither massage. Your cock is actively leaking positive streams of pre-cum, almost clear. Your ass squeezes, yellow moans, and you think the stuff on your leg spreads that much quicker. It doesn't really feel like anything now. If you try to access how your leg feels, all you feel is the spreading relaxation signal. Your brain consciously deciding to relax. The stuff spreading on your leg feels like the decision to relax and go with the flow. And then Red leans down and fastens your lips with her own. She pushes your cock down against your body, letting her entire weight fall down and beginning to hump your dick, caught between your two bodies. Her perfectly lubricated skin means it ends up achieving just the right mix of friction and slide. Having her simply lay on top of your cock is like being in a fleshlight, a sex sleeve. She can toy you this hard just externally. When her tongue slips past your lips and you taste the sweet elixir of what passes for saliva on these creatures, you realize her fluids are flowing over and around your cock. The same stuff making up her red suit. The stuff of lust. Your cock throbs. It swells to a size you didn't think possible. The limits of your body. The tongue pushing against the walls inside your ass. Pushing on your prostate with its perfect, pure strength helps this. But it is the red color of her blank, featureless head reflecting the light. And the feel of her tongue in your mouth that is keeping you so hard. Yellow keeps licking, now using her hands to spread your ass while she humps your leg. The leg which no longer responds to signals, and instead only sends back feelings of joy and peace and relaxation when you attempt any movement with it. Your cock is becoming like that. But because the red color means lust, means sexual desire. Your cock is reporting results pretty similar to how it was before. And the red one, pinning your hands above your head while her friend licks your ass, is kissing you. Grinding her pussy against your cock now, she has contorted. Impossibly flexible. Impossible and precise. And so aware, aware of all your skin, despite having no visible way to see. It wasn't just the lubrication of the skin. Surrender. Sink. Drink. Relax. Inside. I want you inside. You need to be prepared. Thoughts like these and more arrive in your head, and you're throwing your head back, moaning, crying out. Not because you want it to stop, but because your cock is now wrapped base to tip in the red stuff, the covering, the stuff of lust. Just as the signal from the yellow one helped you relax, red is now filling you with lust and dripping it into your mouth and throat from her long tongue exploring your mouth. The red covering, the sheath, You know it's there. Her pussy is about to slide on your cock. But the red material that makes up her suit has already spread to it. It's hopeless. Nothing for it now but pleasure. Yellow humps your leg, and your leg pushes back, pushes down to let her grind her pussy lips against the muscles of your lower leg. Her material, the yellow, spreading up, up and out, from everywhere she is touching you. Your cock feels bigger, with that sheath of the red one's material covering it. Fill me. Fuck me. You manage to distinguish the red one's command from the yellow one's mewling begging. In fact, with her tongue teasing inside your rear, the yellow one below you is more transmitting, broadcasting feelings instead of words. Feelings like need, feelings like joy. The red one slides your cock, which is much padded with a sheath of the red, glistening, light-made material. She slides it into her pussy. You thought having the yellow and red materials beginning to cover your body, to steal away sensation, to infect your thoughts. You thought it would insulate you from sensation. You were wrong. Red's pussy wrapping around your material-sheathed cock, your doll material-covered cock. You feel it as if this were skin on skin, as if you had no protection at all. No, more intensely than before. You are inside her. Inside her. And you do not need to see to know. When an explosive wave of pleasure arrives in your head and you're smiling, smiling with your mouth in contact with the red ones, smiling with your tongue eagerly answering hers and savoring the sweetness of whatever drug-like, heady, pheromone-filled joy her saliva has been replaced with. You know the yellow and red have met, forming a new orange color. Somewhere around your balls, your cock, that your body is being covered. Covered. It's spreading over your lips now, and it feels so hot, so good. Both colors will coexist on your body for a while, and eventually they will mingle to make you a new color. Yellow thoughts. Relaxation and joy. Red thoughts. Pure lust and arousal. And red is moving like a machine. 1 second you're fully inside her, the next fully outside. Your cock is going in and out of a pussy that can vary from incredibly tight to loose enough that you slide out in a slick, juiceless second. They have saliva, but their pussies are coated on the inside with that same material, making it unnecessary to have lubricant of any kind. Wet, sweet, delicious. You kiss as more and more of your body vanishes into the hazy fog of arousal, or relaxation, or the mingling and meeting of the two. Your hips are clenching, squeezing tight. You feel the muscles that will be involved when your cock comes, when you feel them firing pleasure up to your brain. You're going to come inside the red one while the other one is licking your ass, fondling your butt all over, and humping herself silly on your leg. They're both enjoying it. You noticed how you keep all your sensation through the material, how you can feel everything just perfectly, even with the material in the way. It isn't in the way. It is an intensifier. It's joy. It's pure liquid heat all over your cock. And being stroked there is sending that red light of lust into your brain to dance around. Your balls feel soothed and calm in the mingling of the light from the one who was licking your ass. That's where the red and yellow covering coatings are meeting. Around and about your balls and inner thighs. For a moment, Yellow slips her tongue out of your ass.
You want my body.
And then the material begins to flow in, filling your ass, fucking it in a gentler way than her tongue could, coating your prostate and beginning to mash and vibrate the spot. Your cock is squirting now. You don't know what you're squirting. And you do. You feel it. You feel that hot squirt as if you were firing those streams of cum. And also your old life. Old way. Old thoughts. As if you were shooting them into your own body. But you know you are squirting them into Red's pussy. She is feeling it. Responding with heightened sensitivity. Feeling everything much better than before. They both moan. Moan internally. A rain and storm of moans. Once the stuff had flowed in, coated your rear, pressed on your prostate, Yellow disengaged herself from your butt and began licking your now covered balls. You must look just like them. That material. Now coating you, covering you. Coming. You are coming. Red is coming atop you, her tongue no longer pushed into your mouth, but just hanging out of hers and across your shoulder as she rides out the shakes and shivers against you. She is right against you, her boobs pushed onto your body. The two of you now covered in the same material. The three, for Yellow is gently licking her way up your body, and you feel the tongue, despite, or perhaps because of, the material in the way, you feel the tongue as a warm, wet, overwhelming thing, so comforting, like her coloration, coming, climaxing, amplified. You thought you were done, but the two of them now cuddle you, one from each side, the three of you, the lines between the three of you blurring. There was the orgasm, is the orgasm, pumping away, coloring your thoughts, and Red and Yellow's sexual satisfaction at your proximity. Both of them are trailing their fingers over your cock. They like your cock. You know they like your cock. And then there is the rising action of the background, the rising action of pleasure, but of a more soothing sort. Shared comfort. The three of you, together, rising, building, more pleasure, more bonding, more togetherness. You are here together, laying on this floor. Your cock is still hard. It might always be that way. The stuff inside of you periodically pushes your prostate, and you do leak fluid. Your tongue and your cock both have some material, some lubricant. So that's one difference between you and they. You try to hold on to this thought as you realize, somewhere on your body, the material of the suit, the yellow and the red, has covered the last inch of your skin. This joining is like a flash, a storm. It sends you soaring. You grip Yellow and Red by the shoulders, pulling them against you, tight and hot. They begin kissing your neck, chest, anywhere they can reach, each with one hand on your cock, still moving them in tandem. It all blurs together. No longer your, but our. Everything is shared. Shared property, shared joy. The joy transfers from you, feeling it for a moment, passes into one of them, and from her to the other, then back to you, gaining purchase, speed, and power. You rise, rise, and experience an orgasm which has nothing to do with your cock, or even your body, but your spirit. You see a color, not the yellow or red of the other two, but an orange all your own, with a flame banked amid the joy of belonging. It is no less explosive than orgasm, localized in your head, localized in your hands in contact with them, with us, with the we of your cuddle pile upon the floor, dripping saliva and periodic gushes of your pre-cum. It takes a long time, but eventually you come down. But now there is more than one you. Nodes of some tripartite consciousness. All of you are of the same flesh. That pliable light. You know your color in a vague way. The color localized in the body your nerves occupy, or once occupied. And your color is lust and relaxation, the inevitability of substance and sexual ache. The yellow one is twining her legs playfully with yours, but you are also twining your legs with your own. The sensations echoed back from a magnified, yet fragmented consciousness. Some things are more strongly yours. For example, the ache between your legs, from your buttocks, or the fact that you are the only one of these three nodes of consciousness with a throbbing member. It is still so hard. There is a hole in the tip for you to come out of. And despite what you thought, when the stuff poured over your face, over your eyes, you are still able to see afterward. See perfectly. See with all your skin, with the air around you touching your body. The dull and rising sexual sensitivity. Soon you'll be integrated. Soon you'll be a part of them. Soon, every movement of a current of air will have you groaning and contorting. Red has you laying on her lap and is running her fingers along your scalp. You feel everything. Though your new suit, new skin, new self is in the way. You feel every touch. No wonder they wanted you so badly. You want to couple, want to fuck. You think about doing so and feel yellow contort. Hear her moan. Your desire to fuck her transmitted along the lines without moving, without stirring or sliding yourself inside her. You feel her squeezing hard around your cock. Hear her moans. You needn't thrust her hips. Only think about thrusting. That is how it'll be from now on. Fucking one another. Covering one another in bliss. In orgasm. From within. With the repetitive thought of thrusting, no wasted energy, just perfect unison, ever increasing. And there was no way of telling how long you lay that way together. Until you hear the door open from the hallway and quickly pull the sheets over yourselves, waiting for the right moment. Hello? Is anyone there? I'm here to appraise some of the things. The office sent me over. Anyone here?